Vectis Radio, FM 104.6. Our broadcasters are all ages and abilities. This is what makes us your local station. VectisRadio.com.
Older and wiser with age-friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6, online and on FM. Hello and welcome. I'm Laura and I have Archie in my arms. If you hear any squealing, that's not me, that's the baby. I'm joined by Helen and Laurie. You ladies, you lovely ladies, how are you today?
Very good, thank you, yes.
And you've come from Age UK, Isle of Wight.
That's right.
And you've come to tell us about the Celebrating Age Festival.
We have indeed.
So Helen, tell us. You've got some awards.
That's right. So
the awards happening.
That's right. They're the highlight of our festival in October.
Yeah.
They're held on the 4th of October, and it's an opportunity to celebrate all the wonderful work that's going on by people who are over the age of 50 in our community, and it's a great opportunity for people to nominate them and celebrate everything that they do.
Fantastic. And do you want to tell us, you know, what are the different variations of categories?
Okay, so there are eight different categories that we have. So they could be an entrepreneur who's done some amazing, perhaps set up their own business, done some amazing work to get something off the ground.
Yeah.
A contribution to the community. So it might be somebody who's running tea afternoons or events for older people in the community. Age-friendly arm-in-arm, and that's an interesting one. That's about generations working together. So yeah. Is there somebody in the community that's really sort of making that connection with younger people,
yeah,
and does that on a regular basis and really sort of seeks to dispel some of the myths about age? Age-friendly impact. So that might be an individual who tirelessly works towards something.
Yeah.
June Ring last year was wonderful. When she just is tireless in her work out in Yarmouth, for example.
Yeah.
Just really working to bring the community together. So that's the impact ward. Challenge of the year, an older person who overcomes a serious challenge and shows courage and determination. So that could be somebody who's maybe had an illness but has still, you know, carried on their duties, maybe as a town and parish councillor or yeah, whatever it is, something, putting something in there. Community, a volunteer, so somebody who's gone above and above the volunteering, age-friendly team. So last year we had the Citizens Advice Bureau team. Mm. They won for all their volunteering that they do. Fabulous group of ladies. And then active person, someone over the 50 who could dedicate and passionate about sport, or who's achieved great things by crossing the finishing line. So yes, we've tried to cover
every base,
because, yes, that possibly somebody could be recognised for.
And what a fantastic recognition in this day and age. I think we'll all appreciate that it's so important to help others in the community, and as you've touched upon, generationally, it's wonderful to see when different generations are working together.
Absolutely. And, you know, because our island is that very mixed demographic of older and younger people, you know, we need to really work hard to make sure those connections are made. And we really make it a wonderful evening. We really splash it out. We know we make a big fuss. Everybody comes in their evening wear. And we have a photographer, and it's all very glamorous. So yes, it's a great celebration of what we do and how people are, you know, putting inordinate amounts of effort into their communities.
Fantastic. I'm just going to go and play another song, and then we will come back and we'll talk about the actual evening itself.
Sure.
And I'd also like to know what outfit you're wearing. We're going to go to some Ariana Grande, No Tears Left to Cry. Hello and welcome back to Vectis Radio 104.6 on FM and online. This is a Wednesday afternoon show and I'm Laura. I'm joined today by the lovely Helen and Laurie from Age UK Isle of Wight. And Helen, right, so you have some awards. You've got the festival, Celebrating Age Festival.
That's right.
In October. And you have the Celebrating Age Awards coming up.
That's right.
Now tell us about the award presentation evening. Where is it? What's the dress code? What are you expecting from it?
Okay, so we hold it at the lakeside in Wootton, and we hold it in one of the rooms there, and when people arrive we meet and greet them with usually a bag of goodies, a glass of something delicious, and then once the event is over we also, you know, provide canapes and things.
Yeah.
And we, you know, lay the tables out beautifully. We have a photographer and we try to make people feel as special as they possibly can. Yeah. We encourage people to come in sort of evening smart type wear, so certainly sort of suits and ties, and if people want to dress up in sort of more formal wear, that's absolutely fine. So yeah, we'd really try and make it a special evening.
That sounds absolutely lovely. And how many years have you been presenting these awards?
So I think this is year four now. Yeah. So we're really looking to bump up those nominations. We've got a couple more days. So if actually you've got somebody in mind, they can go on the Age UK Isle of Wight website to find the nomination form. And it's very easy. It'll take you 5 minutes just to type it in. Or we can pop something in the post to you and you can send that back to us. But yes, the more nominations that we have, the better.
Absolutely wonderful. Right, we are going to go to our lovely sponsors now, and then we'll come back and chat some more about this fantastic festival and all the other aspects of it as well.
Brilliant, thank you.
Welcome back to the Wednesday afternoon show. This is Laura and I'm joined by Henan and Laurie from Age UK Isle of Wight. We are talking about the most fabulous Celebrating Age festival. So there are the awards. Who judges the awards, Helen?
So we have a range of people reflecting from the community, from the High Sheriff to local business people, police, librarians. So a real range of different people that come together. We try and make it as widespread as possible.
Yeah.
And we look after them for half a day while they sit and go through all the nominations, and then they make their vote as to which they think should be the winner, and two runners up in each category.
Fantastic. So if I had someone I think could, you know, definitely be part of the awards, how would I nominate them?
So it's pretty straightforward in that you could, if you are online, you could go to www.ageukiw.org.uk and Celebrating Age Festivals there, and you can nominate online if you want to, a little form that goes in. You can also write it out if you would like a nomination form. You can call the 525282 number and we can send out a nomination form, but the closing date is this Friday, 5 p.m.
You'd
have to be really quick turnaround to get your nomination in. If it's after that date, we're also looking at running things like pop-up awards where, you know, even after the main awards are over, we can, you know, we can celebrate all that's good about our community.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's such a special award, isn't it, because it's kind of peer-to-peer nomination, and then it's people in the community, and it changes every year, your judging panel, doesn't
That's
it?
That's right, absolutely. We try and make it as diverse as possible. Absolutely.
Yeah, really important. Now with your festival, when is that running from? And that's 58 different events across the island, isn't it?
It is. It used to be a Celebrating Age week. It's now turned into a Celebrating Age month, which is fantastic. We actually start on the 1st of October, which is International Older Persons Day. So all around the world, it's marked by the 1st of October. And most of our events are then in that following week. But we've also got sort of other things that are rolling on after that throughout the rest of October as well. And it can be everything from getting somebody to test out your iPad for you if you're having, you could drop in and get that done. To tea dances and line dancing, you name it, it's in there. It's a really exciting range of different things. Yoga, Mind of the Festival, Festival of the Mind even. A real diverse range this year. We're really looking forward to it.
And so if we were online, is all that information on the Age UK IW website?
Not yet. It will be by the 1st of September.
Yeah.
We're just in the process of pulling a brochure together. So if anybody would like a brochure sent to them, they could always ring me, Helen Lewis, on the 525282 number and give me their address, and I'm quite happy to post a brochure out to them when they're done at the beginning of September.
Oh, lovely. And out of all of the events you've got happening, which would be your favourite to attend?
Oh, gosh. Now that is asking this year. We've got a new one. I was given a challenge by somebody who is a wheelchair user. Can I get them sailing? And we've done that. That's starting on the 28th of September, actually.
Nice.
We've got accessible sailing on the Solent. That's by nomination. So we've got only 8 places for that. But if somebody's in a wheelchair and they fancy a potter about on the Solent, then it's a fully accessible boat. And we hope the weather is lovely. And so I think probably that's our most unusual event. But we've got all sorts happening.
And a tea dance.
Tea dances, card afternoons, very practical local things, we're running an event on the 13th of October out at YMCA in Shanklin called Dying to Know, and that's about planning for end of life. Do you know about power of eternity, living wills, those kind of things?
Yeah.
Things that are really difficult to talk about, but actually hopefully in an informal atmosphere with lots of stands and lots of information, you can come along and get whatever information you need really to help you plan for end of life.
Yeah, and take the fear and the anxiety away from that planning aspect of things.
Absolutely. And, you know, hopefully reassure people that actually with the right, you know, plan, literally planning, makes things much easier for everybody, you and your family around you as well.
Yeah. And then give us some more upbeat events you've got.
Oh, goodness me.
I'm really putting you on the spot.
You
right
really
now.
Are. I'm really trying to remember out the 58 events. So I'm going to say line dancing, that's a new one out in West White. We've got photography, that's also out in West White. We've got a range of things happening in Newport. We've got a special service headed up by two reverends at the Minster on the Sunday the 7th, which is really celebrating older people in our community. It's very much an open event with sort of tea and coffee. So a whole range of, you know, different things going on all across the island. We've worked hard to really spread the events out this year so that there's something hopefully for everybody really.
Really accessible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if people have got ideas for next year, I always like a challenge. Somebody else gave me lawnmower racing, which I haven't managed to sort this time.
Oh, that sounds rather exciting though,
doesn't it? Those ride on lawnmowers, but
think of the risk assessment though.
Indeed. I would be fit to bust, I think.
Not,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So people have asked for all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
But we're also cross-promoting with other events like Day in the Bay out in Freshwater. There's a wonderful event going on out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're cross-promoting things as well to hopefully raise awareness all round. So it's not just specifically, Age UK events or local events. It's actually about sort of getting other people's events in the brochure and celebrating things.
Oh, fantastic.
A whole range of different things.
The entirety of the community, basically, putting together.
Absolutely. Seaview and Nettleston, they're, I'm just trying to think, Seaview and Nettleston sort of council, they're putting a walk on, just a flat walk from Seaview to Ryde and back again, with sort of stopping at tea and coffee on the way, getting discounts in the shops along the way, you know, goodie bags. So sometimes they're one-off events and sometimes they're things that you could then join in on a regular basis.
Yes.
Belly dancing.
Even
choir,
better.
You name it, we've got a real range this year.
And can anyone attend? You know, could I come with my parents who are over 50?
Of course you can. So carers are more than welcome to come with somebody. Obviously, this is meant for people who are over the age of 50.
Yes.
But if they need some support and make sure they access it, absolutely, they'd be welcome.
Wonderful. That is so interesting. We will we'll chat more because you've got forums happening across the island as well. We will have a little bit of music from James Blunt with Postcards, and then we'll be back. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Older and Wiser with Age Friendly Island, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Vectis Radio 104.6 FM and online. This is the Wednesday afternoon show and I'm Laura, and I'm joined by two lovely ladies from Age UK Isle of Wight, Helen and Laurie. So we're talking about the Celebrating Age Awards and the festival. Helen, you've got forums happening across the island as well.
That's right. So the key part of my job is called Engagement Officer, which is just wonderful in that basically it means getting in contact with people wherever that may be. But the formal part of my job is I run quarterly forums and they are at set venues across the island. We plan them out for the whole year. They're open to anybody that can come along to those who's got an interest in lives of older people. And we cover anything you can think about.
Yeah.
We cover it in terms of a topic, and whatever's on the agenda is usually set by the people that attend.
Okay.
So it can be anything about somebody's really struggled in an aspect of their life, they want to talk about that, they find connections with other people because invariably they're not the only person. And then what we do is we take that as a piece of work and then we affect change. So a really good example of this is we had a lady talk about the need to pack her shopping slowly at a till.
Yeah.
She's quite capable, but she needed everything to slow down. We've worked with her and other older people, and now Tesco's have what we call the time for you till, which is a slower till where somebody behind the till will just take their time. So the forums are a really good way of getting in touch with people, for people to come and air their concerns, and then we take forward the work from those forums, those threads, those information. But sometimes we discuss things like there are big changes coming up at the hospital. Yeah. So we also discuss topical things and we invite speakers to come in. So we've had Deputy Chief Executive from the hospital come and talk to people about why the change is needing to happen, and then him getting some very honest feedback. Brilliant. About, you know, actually, if we did this, this and this, you know, it would make things a lot better for us as people attending your hospital.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the forums are very open, informal in that, you know, come along, don't come along. But you can go on the emailing list. You can receive notes of what's gone on and what we're talking about. Yeah, so come along. And we hold them all across the island, from Newport, Ryde, Cowes, Sandown and West White.
That's fantastic. Really fascinating. And it's giving, you're giving a platform for our voices, because voices can get lost, can't they?
Indeed. And sometimes it seems like the simplest thing, and you know, you're not going to talk about that actually, but once you start talking about it, you usually find a whole raft of other people are struggling with the same issue.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, safety in numbers, and you feel much better generally once you've had a chat about it. So that, yeah, that the forums are lovely events, and sometimes we get 60 and sometimes we get 2, so you know, it can be a really interesting environment. Yeah. And we hear some amazing stories, some sad stories, but also some very hopeful ones as well.
It's very empowering, isn't it?
It can be, yes. If people can come along and to participate, if they don't want to come to a forum, that's fine. If you've got a coffee morning or you want to meet at a cafe, I can come along there. We were just talking about potential, you know, working in front of shops and things like that. We'll go wherever people want to engage with us, really. So, but it is that opportunity to have voices heard and affect change in what's yeah. happening out in the local community. We're trying to get to the most lonely and the most isolated people, and that is through other people. We can't do that on our own.
Yes. So how do we get in contact with you to find out about these forums and, as you said, be put on the mailing list?
Absolutely. So you can contact me, Helen Lewis, at Age UK, which is at 147 High Street, next door to County Hall. Our telephone number is 525282. You can email me, so helen.lewis@ageukiw.org.uk, or you can visit our webpage, which is agefriendlyisland.org, or the Age UK webpage, which is www.ageukiw.org.uk, and all that information is on those pages there.
Wonderful. What also we will do, our side of things for Vectors Radio, on our Facebook page, we will put your poster.
Lovely.
For the festival.
That'll be brilliant.
Or a link to your website.
That'll be fantastic.
So it's just another way of people getting in touch.
Yeah, absolutely, and finding out what's going on there and get involved.
Fantastic, ladies. This has been a really wonderful afternoon. So much information that Age UK Isle of Wight is presenting and providing. And as you say, you're affecting change, which is so important.
Yes.
You know, people can feel more and more isolated if they have an issue.
Yes.
And you're at least giving them that voice and that support.
That's right. And, you know, we've grown our team. So Laurie's here today. It's her first day. And we're looking at, you know, we're finding more and more success as people come forward with ideas on how they want to change things. We've got people to help us do that more, hopefully at a quicker speed too.
Lovely.
So people can see the difference.
And Laura, you've been quite quiet over there on microphone 3.
Give us
a hello.
Hello.
Are you looking forward to joining the team and getting involved across the island to make things happen?
I'm definitely looking forward to getting involved. I've spent a bit of time finding out about what the team are already doing, and I think it's really inspiring work. And I think one of the things that I'm passionate about is ensuring people are not isolated in their homes, and I think it's really easy for that to take place. So I'm really looking forward to getting out and about, learning a lot more, but getting out and about and impacting as much as I can.
That's really wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Nice to meet you.
You too. Tune in next week. Next week on the Wednesday afternoon show, I do like to pop out of the studio, it has to be said. Me and Archie like to get some fresh air. We've actually gone to Bodster.
Oh,
yes, and I spoke to
Jars and Joe.
Oh, it's such a wonderful
yes.
equine therapy centre, isn't it?
It is, yes.
Yeah. And I met with one of your Age UK volunteers.
Right.
And she had brought some of her ladies along.
Wonderful.
So just speaking to the participants was really emotional, actually.
Yeah, they have a never too old group on a Friday afternoon, and it's
That's
just
what
magic.
I went to.
Oh, brilliant! It's lovely. It's real wonderful, really wonderful,
really special, and really
it
social.
It is,
and obviously you get to see horses and
yes,
work with the horses.
It's very clever how it all works. Yeah,
yeah.
It's, yeah. The Charles and Joe are brilliant. Yeah.
Yes. Well.
Have a lovely time.
Definitely. Listeners at home, you have a wonderful week. We have got so much happening on Vectis Radio. Click onto our website or our Facebook page to see what other shows are happening. And I will see you with Tom, still on holiday, from next week. Take care and stay safe in the sunshine.
Older and Wiser with Age-Friendly Ireland, making the Isle of Wight a great place to grow older with the help of the Big Lottery Fund. Go to agefriendlyisland.org or give them a call on 01983 525 282.
Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, your station, your community.